Okay, so can we resume? You may continue eating. Okay lang yan. I don't mind. Diba? So just enjoy your merienda. North Park. Oh, enjoy your North Park merienda. Diba? That's what we call the extraordinary shop. Diba? I also work as a marketing consultant for North Park. So I have to say that. Okay. If you are interested in learning more about events management, I wrote this small book. Okay, so it's about everything that we discussed today and a few more details. So I think more of the details, more of the checklists are here. It's available at that table at the back. It's 300 pesos each. Okay, so moving on. After you've made your plans, okay, of course, we have to be ready for the best and the worst. So it is important that we have our preventive and contingency plans, which also means that we have to have a prevention plan or a plan to prevent problems from happening. A contingency plan, which is a plan on what to do in case the problem still persists. And then a crisis plan. At the same time, okay, we have to always bear in mind that in terms of protection, we have to protect people first. Events happen with people in it, so we have to make sure that the event is safe, property is safe, okay, the reputation of the attendees as well as the organizer would be secure, and then lastly, revenues. Okay, so hindi na baling malugi, basta safe yung mga tao, safe yung property, and everyone's reputation. Okay, we talk about safety and security. So, which is safety and which is security? Safety pertains to people. Okay, so protection of people from harm. Okay, that's safety. Security is protection of property from loss or damage. Okay, so you keep people safe, you keep property secure. Okay, so have a safety and security plan. Okay, so ensure that the site and event provide a safe and healthy environment for all attendees and workers. Okay, keep it safe. There's a hazards checklist that appears on page something. I think nasa bandang likod siya. Yeah. Ayun, anong page po yan? Ah, walang page number. It's the page that comes third to the last. Ayun. Okay? So, it's somewhere there. Okay? So, in your hazards checklist, it is the role of the event manager. Or you can delegate this also to a member of the events team to go through the front to back of the house. Okay, so from the entrance all the way down to the backstage and back. Okay, and look for potential hazards. And as you look at these hazards, correct it already. Okay, so what could people trip over? Like wires. Okay, it's good that your technicians here are disciplined enough to tape down the wires here. Okay, kasi not only can it hurt people, it can also damage your show. Diba? It can short-circuit your equipment. What could people run into? Like glass doors. Minsan kasi masyado malinis ang glass door. Akala mo it's not there. Okay, what could cause people to slip? Okay, could be a wet floor, or minsan kasi, di ba, pag stadium seats, medyo yung incline na ganon, madulas yun, no? So, how do you prevent floors from getting slippery? Keep it dry. Okay, kung medyo naka-incline, yung ginagawa namin dyan, binubusan namin ng Coke para maging malagkit. Okay, that way you don't slip. Lalanggamin, hindi naman lalanggamin. Konti lang, no? So, wet a mop with Coke and then yun ang gamitin mo dun sa floor. Well, okay, the brand doesn't matter. So, it's something sweet. Okay, what could people fall from? Okay, like your stage. Is it safe? Baka naman may malaglag dyan. What could people fall into or what could fall on people? What could run into people? Okay, what could people get sick from? Like for example, your food. Okay, what could stick or cut people? What could bite or sting people? Okay, so be on the lookout for hazards and correct this immediately. Okay, also have a security plan. Okay, take note of the site. Make sure you know where the exits are and that the ushers and usherettes that you're getting know where the exits are, because just in case of an emergency, it is also their role to guide people out of the building. Consider what are the risk factors. Okay, are you going to use flammable materials in your event? May pyrotechnics ba yan that might, you know, land on some flammable material? Okay, personnel. Who would be in charge of personnel, of security? Are there designated marshals? Or are you dependent on security from the venue? Whichever way it should be, these people should know that they are in charge of security. Okay, look at the schedule or the program. When will you need more security? Usually when people go in or go out. Okay, when there's movement of people, you need security. So be sure that the security personnel are on standby. Command structure. Who is the head of security and from whom will the security personnel take their commands? Okay, deployment. How many people will you deploy? Okay, and then communications. Will they be given handheld radios? Okay, how will they communicate with each other? Okay, so a security plan it's a whole plan. It is part of the event plan, and yet it is independent of the event plan. Okay, and then what are your emergency procedures? Even if you're using volunteers, this volunteer should be aware of what emergency procedures are, how to guide people to exits. Okay, at saka syempre, hindi sila pwedeng, sila pa yung unang magpapanik. Diba? Presence of mind pa rin. Kasama yun sa part of being a volunteer. Okay, walk through and survey the event venue before opening the event, periodically during and after the event. Okay, look for possible gaps in security. Okay, visualize each of the event activities, determining potential hazards. Okay, minsan kasi, pag very competitive, kagaya ninyo, ang audience, di ba, a simple game like Bring Me can be hazardous. Diba? Pag biglang nagtakbuhan yan, diba? So, isipin nyo na yon. Kung magpapabring me kayo sa andadaan, hindi ba madulas? Be definite kung kanino dapat iabot ang bring me. Okay? Para walang nagsasour grapes. Wala napipikon. Okay? Have a place for everything and everything in its place. So, yung containers ng equipment, dapat may sariling pwesto yan. Kung either you use it as a riser or a platform for other equipment, or you really designate a storage space for it in the backstage. Keep the venue clean, safe, and secure. And if corrections are necessary, correct, repair, or remove it before the event starts. Okay, so keep a clean house. Okay, and do not assume anything. Always think that something might go wrong. Okay, crowd management. Okay, pay attention to the crowd. Remember, individually, people are good. But sometimes, pag together na sila and they realize that they are irritated, they behave badly. Diba? Kahit sa sine nga. Diba, pag merong nagsimulang nainip at sumipol-sipol doon, lahat na yan sisipol. Okay? So, yun. Be on the lookout for people who might be instigating inappropriate behavior. And also, when you open the gates, Okay? Filipinos were so competitive talaga. Diba? Have you noticed how people behave mga 10 minutes before 10 o'clock before SM opens its door? Diba? Ay, ayan na, kumakanta na sila. Ayan na yung SM song. Tapos na yung prayer. O mag-open na. Tapos pag nag-open ng doors, they will surge in. Parang may premyo. Pag nauna kang pumasok doon. Diba? May price ba ito? Diba? Parang nagtatakbuhan ng mga tao. Bakit kaya? No? So, ganun din pag may event tayo. Once you open the gates, talagang nagmamadali sila. Why? Yan, probably they'd like to get good seats, no? Pero anticipate na natin yun. Okay, so make sure that yung dadaanan nila is clear. No, na walang mababangga at wala silang hindi sila matatalisod. Crowd management must be enforced as the audience comes in, at the beginning of the event, and as the audience departs. So even as they leave, kailangan ginaguide yung mga yan. Okay. Emergencies. Okay, again, just like what the slide says. Okay, so it's any condition that endangers life or property, and the most significant time is the first 30 minutes after the emergency. That's why train your event team on handling emergencies. Okay, as much as possible, have one first aider on your team. Somebody who has really been trained and certified to be a first aider. Whether you're handling the youth group or whatever group, kailangan may first aider. Just in case merong emergency, you can easily act on it. Okay, and then have a file of emergency numbers. No, by the way, the emergency numbers should be the numbers applicable at the site of your event. Baka naman memorize nyo yung the fourth, ang event ninyo nasa Cuneta. Diba? Ibang bayan na po iyon. No? That's a different city. So definitely, you have a different set of emergency numbers. All members of the event team should have a copy para hindi yung hanap ka na, nasa na si ganun, nasa kanya yung number. Okay? So dapat easy access din yan so that when an emergency strikes, somebody can easily call. Okay, so we'd like to prepare ourselves for problems. So first, potential problem analysis. Go over your plan. Try to understand what would possibly go wrong. Diba? Pag nakialam si Murphy sa iyong plan, diba? What could go wrong? Okay, and what will be the most likely cause of the problem? Okay, the point is, okay, you should be able to solve that problem. For example, problem, you have too many attendees. More than the number that you expected. Ang cause, kasi walang pre-registration, hindi nag-RSVP yung mga tao. Okay, or you had late additions to the guest list. Okay, so that is the cause. Therefore, second step is for you to determine your preventive action. So what actions can be taken to address the likely cause or to reduce the probability of the potential problem from happening? Okay, so what will you do to prevent the problem? Okay, so if the problem is caused by no pre-reg or RSVP and late additions to the guest list. Okay, you can follow up on the attendees. Don't wait for them to RSVP you. Okay, have a strict policy. No confirmation, no entry. Okay, or you can refer to previous lists. Sino ba yung lagi namang nag-a-attend? Diba? That way, you get a better estimate of the number of people who would be arriving. Another way would be to set a deadline to finalize the guest list. Now, oh, ito na yung final. We will base our numbers on this list. Okay, and update your guest list often. Okay, so put in a preventive action plan. so that you eliminate the problems. Okay? So do this before the event and include it in the event plan and the budget. Sometimes kasi there are preventive action plans that will entail additional budget. Okay? Like calling, for instance. No? Or texting. May additional cost yun for us. No? So, kailangan isama na natin sa budget yon. Okay? Next. Prepare your contingent plan. What is a contingent plan? So, identify actions that will reduce the effect of the problem if it happens. Okay? And then, what occurrence will put the contingency plan into action? So, how would you know when you have to put plan B into action? Okay? Again, preventive action is how to prevent the problem. Contingent plan is your plan B. In case the problem still happens in spite of your preventive action, what will you do? Okay? I once learned from my boss that you should never put a contingency fund on your budget unless you know what it is for. Diba? Talagang kahit na sinong supplier, hindi niya pipirmahan yung quotation pag may nabasa siyang contingency plan. Okay? O kaya miscellaneous fund. See? Kasi, well, I agree with her. O nga naman, medyo trabahong tamad yun. Dapat kasi na-identify mo na what it is for. Diba? Otherwise, wala, you're not really doing your job. You're not planning right. Diba? Okay, so, if you will ask for a contingency fund, you have to be able to explain what it is for. Okay? Sir, para ho yan sa additional guest, kasi po, baka may mag-overshoot. Okay lang yon, acceptable. Diba? O kaya naman, sir, kasi po, pag umulan, we have to use the ballroom and that would cost us extra. Okay? That way, your boss would know that you will only be spending that amount if the problem happens. Right? Ganon. No, if you're working with production houses, ganun din. Okay? Notice, if you have events production houses, they bill you based on total cost. Diba? They itemize the costs and then at the end, they add 17.75% agency service fee, which is based on the total cost. If the total cost includes a contingency fund, then it adds up to the ASF that they're collecting, right? Eh kung hindi mo naman magagamit yung contingency fund na yun. Diba? So para bang it's money that you paid for but you did not get anything from it. Kumbaga hidden charges. Okay? So make sure that they know what the contingent plan is all about. Okay? So, yeah, going back to our problem of too many attendees. Okay, so your contingent plan would be to have a system for monitoring the number of arrivals. Probably you can use a hand tally counter. You have somebody click how many people come in. Or have a way of welcoming legitimate but unexpected guests. Yung mga hindi na-confirm. Ay, hindi ka na-confirm, hindi ka pwede pumasok. Huwag yun naman gaganunin, di ba? Okay, do not make them feel unwanted. Okay, train people at the registration. Tell them, sir, I'm sorry, but your name is not on our list, but can you wait here for a while? We will attend to you shortly. Mga after 3 hours. Hindi na. Attend to them also. Diba? Okay? Yeah, and then provide an allowance for unexpected guests. Okay, so maglagay na tayo ng extra seating. Usually, a hotel or a venue would allocate 10% more seats. The caterer would allocate 10% more food. Therefore, your meeting kit also allocate at least 10% more. Plus your giveaways. Just in case. Para wala na papahiya. Okay, it would also be good if you have a policy that if food, seating, or amenities are lacking, the event committee will have to give up theirs. Part of being of service, di ba? So you give up your seat. Okay, give it to the unexpected guests. Okay, then also you can set that when arrival and what occurrence will put the contingency plan into action. So when the arrival count reaches 90% before the program starts. So alam mo nang may overflow ka. Diba? And the sooner you are able to tell people who are concerned that you have an overflow, the sooner people can react. Like for example, if you know upon registration that you have an overflow crowd, that gives your caterer a few more hours to make adjustments for the lunch, diba? For the volume of lunch to be prepared. Instead of telling the caterer at 11:30, na ay, oo nga pala, meron kaming 30 more people. Diba? Ano pang magagawa niya? E 30 minutes na lang yun. Diba? The sooner, the earlier you're able to inform them, the better. Wala na tayong time to do a case study anyway. Okay, but ito lang, no? Do not skip this step. Diba? Always do a preventive action plan and a contingent plan. Okay, the contingent plan, again, provide for this included in the event plan and in the contingency budget. No, pati yung mga miscellaneous, ha? Minsan kasi ano bang nilalagay natin sa miscellaneous? Yung pang-tip sa waiter. Eh kung magti-tip ka rin lang, eh dilagyan mo na ng amount. Diba? Eh, ganun din naman yon. Yung mga pang-taxi. Eh, estimate mo na naman yun eh. Diba? So, linisin natin yung plano natin. Okay, crisis. Crisis is when a problem escalates to a really, really, high level. Okay, so assess your crisis capabilities. How ready is the event team to handle a crisis? Okay, look at your attendee profile. Is it likely that this crowd will cause a crisis? Diba? At least, well, church events, medyo hindi pa yan. Diba? But, like for example, events like the Red Horse Music Laban. Diba? You know that one night event has a security budget of not less than 2 million pesos. For security only. Diba? Eh, kasi naman, ano ba attendees noon? Tapos they're drinking pa. 'Di ba? Yung Tanduay event, ganun din 'yun. Okay? Pero tayo medyo on the safe side pa. But still, if there are a lot of young people, you know, they're high energy yan, no? So kailangan isipin din natin. Okay? Select and appoint a response team, and your response team will have a crisis team leader. Okay, two assistants, a researcher, and a spokesperson. Of course, the team leader would be the one to call the shots, okay, direct people. The assistant, one assistant will take care of attending to the victim or victims. Okay, one assistant can take care of calling an emergency response team, like you're calling for an ambulance or a doctor. Okay, the researcher would be the one to get the names of the people involved, okay, names of the victims, also get information, how to inform their relatives, okay, and then have a separate spokesperson who would be provided all of the information and will be the one who will address, well, concerns of media or of the other attendees. So, lahat yan merong role talaga. And when you're building your crisis team, select people who, well, di ba, who can work with grace under pressure. Di ba? Hindi pwedeng natataranta. Hindi pwedeng siya yung unang magpapanik. Di ba? Okay? So, yan. Develop your crisis plan. Do a lot of what if. What if may himatayin? Anong gagawin nyo? No, what if merong medical emergency? What will you do? Okay, be prepared. Okay, have a first aid kit with you. Siyempre dapat fresh yung supplies ng first aid kit. Eh baka naman expired na rin yun. Diba? Lalo kayong makadisgrasya. Okay? And that you know how to handle a first aid situation. Okay? Then prepare your evaluation criteria. How do you assess the magnitude of the crisis? Okay? So again, WWWH, the situation, what would be your first level response? Usually first aid yan. Then you seek help, okay? If you need professional help, then gather information about the victims and then communicate with the stakeholders, okay? Of course, we always pray that our events would be safe, diba? But then again, we also have to be ready. Okay, so you already have your plan. Diba? Down to your prevention, your contingent plan, and then your crisis plan. Now you get your plan into action. Okay? So far, what we have been doing was to create the plan. Okay? In the real world, when you are called to be part of an event team, do the plan as equals. Ibig sabihin, wala pang mga designation. Kasi minsan, pag nagsimula kayo na meron ng designation, it creates boundaries already. Eh. Na I only do creatives, you do the numbers. Yung ganon, nagkakanya-kanya kayo, hindi nagiging free yung discussion. Okay? So, do the plan first, have your event concept first, and then you divide the work. Okay? Don't start with divided work, and then you do the concept. Kasi pagka ganun, you try to outdo each other. Okay? Everyone on the team, as much as possible, should own that concept. At least the core team. Okay? Tapos, at saka natin himay-himayin yun. No? So, assign people who will do finance, who will do anticipation, arrival, atmosphere, activities, appetite, and amenities. Some of this might not be applicable to some of your events. Some you might need more people for it. Okay, so depends on the nature of your event. But the idea is plan first and then divide the task. Know what the work would be first and then you divide it among yourselves. Okay, then you look for people. So let's fill in the blanks. So we are looking for people who can do the work. Okay, so take a look at your personal KSA inventory. Diba? It would be nice for you to have a team that has a good balance. Hindi yung lahat kayo creative. Tapos walang marunong mag-budget. Lahat kayo takot sa numbers. Diba? Walang magko-compute. Okay? One characteristic of a good event manager is you are organized. Okay? You can work in an organized way in spite of the chaos. Diba? Parang it's organized chaos. Parang ganon. Diba? You can put some order into what you are doing. Okay? Hindi pwedeng sabog-sabog. Kasi, madami nang iintindihan, ang dami ng detalye, sabog ka pa mag-isip. Sabog ka rin mag-work. Okay? So develop that habit of being well organized. Okay? Another characteristic, aside from being able to do things, would be, okay, people who are willing to do it. Kasi there are people who have the ability, but might not be willing to do. Might not be willing to be part of the team. Next, we are looking for people who feel good about what they're doing. Diba? In events, parang it's a tiring thing. It's a thankless job. The applause will never be for you. Still, you feel good about doing it. Diba? So, look for people who are like that. No? I've had instances where I've worked with people na gusto nila sila yung pinapalakpakan. Pag sa events, hindi ka pwedeng ganun eh. Hindi ka pwedeng may star complex. Diba? Kasi ikaw ay isang alipin lamang. Diba? Okay? You have to accept that you are there to serve. No? Hindi pwedeng, the applause will never be for you. Okay? Learn to accept that. That's part of life. Okay? And lastly, look for people who fun, who fit. Okay, so look for people who are fit. Unang-una, physically fit. Diba? Kasi pag yung medyo tumataas-taas na yung blood pressure niyan, baka ma-stress, mahirap asahan. Diba? Okay, at saka, syempre, alam mo naman sa events, if you can, diba, kailangan magaling ka magbuhat. Diba? It takes a lot of physical energy also. Okay, so people who have the physical energy, to work on these things. Okay, how many should be on your event team? Answer, depends on what each one will do. Diba? Have enough people for the job that has to be done. Pag masyadong maraming tao, ano nangyayari? Bumabagal yung work. Kasi naghihintayan kayo. Okay, but then, kung konti lang kayo, and everyone's committed, in fact, the work even gets done faster. Okay, so just have enough people for the work that would be done before the event, during, and after the event. Okay? Try to balance people. Like for example, if you are assigning people to do the setup, most likely, sila rin naman yung mag-strike down. Sino nag-setup, edi sila rin magliligpit. Huwag nyo nang bigyan ng trabaho during the event para makapahinga naman. Kasi pag nagtrabaho na siya before, during, pagdating ng after, tulog na yan. Diba? Wala nang energy yan. Okay? So, try to balance the work assignments also. Okay? You can have people who do not work before the event but they are there the whole time during the event. Diba? So, like your registration people. Okay, you need them only during that event proper, no? So, yun lang yung gagawin nila. Okay? Yan. So, questions so far? Diba? Now, the way that you will divide the work would also depend on what your plan is. Hindi kasi lahat ng events, kailangan may ways and means committee, merong logistics. Kasi minsan naman kung dito lang naman, let's say here, and you have all of the equipment here, you only need one person to tell the technicians what to set up and what to do. You don't need a committee to do that. Okay, so always look back on your plan. Okay, do the plan first, then fit in the people that you need. Okay, and then when you have meetings for your event team, have an agenda. Discipline yourself, have an agenda for your meeting. Hindi yung basta, sige, meeting tayo. Kaya, have you noticed, minsan nagda-drag on yan. Para bang nag-start kayo mag-plan 6 months before, 2 months before, nasa planning pa rin kayo. Kasi nga, alam niya, matagal pa naman yan. Sige, kwentuhan muna tayo. Ganon. Okay? So, set objectives for each meeting and make sure that each member prepares for the meeting. If you have given out assignments na, you take care of looking for the venue, you take care of looking for the caterer, ganon, next meeting, everyone reports. Okay? So that way, people will attend the meeting prepared. You save time that way. Okay? Provide information that everyone else needs. Plan your questions. Okay? And then allow time also for you to listen to what other people have to say. So, clearly, it's just making sure that your meetings are effective. Okay? And that you do not waste time on useless chatter. Okay? How, di ba? Have you ever wondered how Snow White feels? That's exactly how an event manager feels. Meaning you have to work with grumpy, and sleepy and bashful and dock. Diba? Okay, so kailangan feeling Snow White ka. You have to bear these personalities. No? Yung, lalo na pag meron kang, di ba, meron kang katrabaho na ERG, EGR, extra grace required. Di ba? Okay lang yan. Sige, pareho lang tayong volunteer dito. Di ba? So, learn to work with different personalities. Again, focus on the work that has to be done. Okay? Not on the personality of these people. Di ba? Wag na natin silang baguhin. Don't add it to your agenda na para baguhin sila. Hindi. Okay? Mag-work na lang kayo on the event. Okay? Yan. And then, select the right suppliers. At least this one you can select. First, before you... Okay, yan. So, first, before you call in suppliers, make sure you know exactly what you need. Diba? If you need sound system, marami pong klaseng sound system. Okay? And one factor in determining the sound system would be the size of the venue and the number of people. Diba? Like, iba ang cost ng sound system for a venue like this wherein you have 30 people compared to a venue that can have 300 people. Okay? So, be exact. Okay? Know how many microphones you would need. Know what kind of music will you be playing. Kayo ba ay naka-CD, naka-USB? Baka naman naka-45 RPM record pa kayo. Di ba? Hindi nga cassette eh. No? Kasi, syempre, kung ano yung source nyo, ganun dapat yung equipment na meron. So, know exactly what is needed. And then, how much has been allocated in the budget for this? Okay? Like, for example, the choice of caterers. Okay? If you are working on a budget of 300 pesos per head, okay? You do not, wag ka nang mag-ambisyon na chibo ang caterer mo. Di ba? There are other caterers who can work on something with your budget. Okay? And then what will be asked of the suppliers? Do you expect, let's say, the caterer to provide the floral centerpiece? Or will you get a florist to do that? Okay? Do you expect the lights and sound people to have their own technicians? Or would your volunteers be able to do that job? Okay, so know exactly what you want para pag-evaluate mo nung quotations nila, madali. Okay? I also provided you a guide with how to work with suppliers. It is best that you come up with a request for proposals. Okay? And then you evaluate this, select, sign the contract, and then execute and monitor their performance. Okay? When you present a request for proposal, give them a copy of the event brief. Probably not much details, but information that they are likely to be needing. Okay, the title, the event venue, date and time, your objectives, audience profile, and then likely content. Okay, any supplier should be able to work with that information so that they can recommend something that suits your needs. Okay, then information about the requirement and proposal. So, you now state what your product specifications are. So, you need sounds and light system for a 300-person venue, okay, with sound technician and lighting director. Ganon. Para malinaw. Okay, then how would you want the proposal to be formatted? Would you want it to be broken down as to what equipment they'll be bringing in and how much would each one cost? Or would you just want a nice package price? Okay, then your budget guidelines. I don't know if you have restrictions here. Diba? Like sa amin sa gobyerno, pag sa UP, hindi pwedeng lumampas ng 1,000 ang resibo. Hirap nun, no? Ang dami mong resibong hawak. Okay, dahil lang bawal lumampas ng 1,000. Considerations for taxes, kayo ba ay vatable or ganyan? Okay, and then deadline for submission of the proposal. And then, information about the bidding or the evaluation procedure. It is also fair for you to state on your request for proposal how the bids will be evaluated. Diba? You be honest, no? Kung ang basihan lang yan, eh, may the lowest price win, eh, sabihin nyo na. Okay? Yung iba kasi depends on, let's say, creatives, no? If you're dealing with a production house, you might want them to present a creative concept. Okay? So, you say so. Okay? Nowadays, there is an association of event managers. It's called the Event Managers Association of the Philippines. It's under the umbrella of the Advertising Suppliers Association of the Philippines, ASAP. Okay? The event managers came out with a code of ethics, and part of that is if a client requests for a concept, okay, the supplier, meaning the production house, can charge for that concept. Okay, whether they use it or not. Okay, I guess it is just fair kasi talino rin naman at trabaho rin naman yon. No, ang dami kasing nangyayari na concept bid, tapos pag natalo, gagamitin yung concept, ipapa-execute sa iba. Diba? Unfair naman doon sa gumawa ng concept. Okay? So, I think they have pegged the concept cost to be at 5,000. No? So, ayun, i-budget nyo na yun kung if you'd like to have a concept bid. Okay? Ayan, and then state the contact person for more information so that they would know whom to call. Okay, so make your request for proposal formal para rin hindi kayo parot-parito, di ba? Nakakapagod din yun eh. Okay, so yan, come up with that request for proposal. Okay, and then of course, we have to do things right. Okay, this is in your handout. I just would like to emphasize, again, let's be honest with our dealings. Diba? Meron akong isa dyang favorite. Where is that? I think it's number... Yan. Number 6. What difference would it make if everyone knew about your decision, especially your family members and friends? Chances are decisions made in hopes that no one will find out are not ethical. Di ba? There's no such thing, tayo-tayo lang naman nakakaalam eh. Wala namang ganun. Di ba? Asahan mo yung tayo-tayo, mga 1 million kayong kasama dun sa tayo-tayo na yon. Okay? So it never is a secret. Di ba? So let's just be honest with our dealings. Okay? So wala. We can skip this. I thought I did. Why are you there? Okay. Yan. Event managers make people work together. Okay, so have an event directory. Okay, list down your suppliers so that other key members of the event team know how to get in touch with them. Kasi minsan, pag biglang nagkasakit na yung event manager, wala na makakilos. Eh, kasi siya lang may kilala nung ganun. Eh, hindi naman secret yun, di ba? So, come up with an event directory. Yan, you can write the name of the supplier, the contact person, and details. Specific roles, okay, and responsibilities, the ingress and egress time, okay, number of personnel who would be coming for the event, and then what their food requirement would be. Okay, like for example, the sound system people, ilan sila? Okay, ilan yung will be there for the setup, how many will be there during the event, because you still have to feed them, okay, and how many will be there for the pull-out. Okay, then also, part of your event directory, have the names of all of the team members, the contact information, and then what their specific roles and responsibilities would be. Okay, have a pre-production meeting. Call in everybody who is involved in the event, all of the suppliers involved, the whole committee, so that at least magkakakilala kayo in the first place. And that you can, yeah, you can have an understanding on what your specific responsibilities are. If there are cross-functional interactions, like for example, dapat coordinated yung supplier mo ng stage at yung lights and sound equipment. Siyempre, who goes in first? How will they do the setup? Okay, so that the production meeting is a venue for them to discuss those things. Okay, production schedule. Who will go in first? Okay, typically, yung heavier work, like the stage. Kasi mas mahirap i-set up yan, may pukpukan yan, maalikabok yan. So let them go in first, followed by your lights and sound equipment. Okay, then you set up the tables. Diba? Pag medyo tapos na silang doing the dusty things, then you let you can ask the waiters to set up the tables already. Okay. House rules. No? So come up with house rules, like if there is a dress code na kahit na ikaw eh karpintero, kailangan nakasapatos ka, 'di ba? Kailangan sabihin natin 'yan sa kanila. Okay, access. Not everybody in the team has access to all areas. There are people who have access to front of the house only or back of the house. And then also among the rules would be IDs to wear. Okay, who would control the IDs? When will this be released, etc. Okay, and then space assignments. Where would the materials be stored? Okay, so where will the sound people place their equipment? What about the lights people? And then the other suppliers. Okay, so talagang in events, it's planning all of those nitty-gritty details. Okay, so set rules on punctuality. Okay, make sure that people know that they have to be on time. Set rules for breaks. Okay, access, attire. Bag inspection. This is also important. Okay, inspect their bags before and after their work. Okay, meals, who are entitled to meals, what time are the meals. Okay, and then have a policy and rules for cleanliness and orderliness of the event area. Now, quickly, just to make your life easier, okay, be prepared for details, details. D is for directories. Maintain a directory of venues para hindi yung forever ka na lang nag-o-ocular. Hindi yung bawat event mag-o-ocular ka. Okay? Keep a directory, keep records about venues that you visited. Okay? And so that you just unearth these files as needed. Suppliers, speakers, resource persons, entertainers. Okay? So keep this in file. Now, kanina nasabi natin na we barely have time to finish the work, di ba? Then the next event is coming on. What works for me is in my computer, I maintain one data file, one file folder for every event. Para lahat din na dump ko lang doon. Okay? Para hindi ko man magawa yung final report, next time around, isa lang yung kukunin ko. And then I also make it a point that I burn a CD per event. In case something happens to my computer, merong isang nakatagong file pa. Or if I have to turn over to somebody, I just, oh, yan na. Yan na yun. Diba? I'm sure kaya na naman yung ma-unearth, ma-trace yun. Okay? Equipment. Have an event kit. Diba? Lalo na kung palagi kang nag-e-event. You need the same things din naman. I don't have my big event kit now. But this is the small one. I usually have a kit wherein I have all the pens that I need. Okay, all kinds of markers. I have scratch paper. Okay, my bigger kit has scissors and all kinds of tape. And even connectors for the laptop, connectors for the audio, etc. Okay, so maintain an event kit para every time you have an event, kukunin mo na lang. Okay, everything you could possibly need. Stapler, tape, lahat, no? Pangtali. Okay, and then at the end of the event, replenish that. Okay, para next time may event ka, ready na naman yun for pick up. Okay? Don't put something that you will cry over if you lose. Diba? Huwag niyo ilagay yung gunting na pinamana ni mama dun sa loob nun. Diba? At siguradong mawawala kasi yun. Okay? And then have a first aid kit. Okay? And also pack for backups, especially your computer files. No, when I speak or when I run an event, I have it on my computer. I have a USB with me. I have a CD with me. I even have a cloud file floating somewhere just in case. Just in case. Diba? Sometimes you get to be praning, pero kailangan yon. Okay? Templates. Yung registration form, palagi naman natin ginagamit yan. Okay, saves you time, have a standard registration form. You can just adjust depending on the information that you need. If you do live-in seminars, kilala nyo na naman yung favorite na magka-roommate. Diba? Keep that on file para hindi kayo ulit ng ulit ng ulit ng rooming list. Okay? Your budget forms, your liquidation forms, have it ready. Letters. Di ba tayo, pag sinabing, gusto kong hiramin yung ganun, ay sumulat ka muna kay pastor. Ay, susulat? Para bang, ayaw mo na. Di ba? Scared. Okay? Ang gagawin mo lang naman, gumawa ka na lang ng template, di ba? Kasi lagi ang mahirap, yung to start the letter. Di ba? But if it's the same thing that you'll ask anyway, edi at least meron ka lang ready. Okay, your acknowledgement receipts, your transmittal. So have templates for all of this. Okay, you can save artwork also para hindi ka hingi ng hingi forever. Okay, use information technology. If you can do away with a meeting, pwede bang i-chat na lang, pwede bang i-Skype na lang natin yan para mas madali. Use technology also for data storage and processing. Your lists, okay? Yung mga guest list, kung sila-sila rin naman yung nag-a-attend, keep that on file para hindi tayo ulit ng ulit ng ulit. Ingress and egress list, okay? Kung kailangan yan, have it ready. Okay, souvenirs. Always keep some and then safe keep one para meron ka on file. Diba? At laging papasobrahan mo. Kasi di ba nangyayari naman 'yon na may pastor's wife na hihingi or somebody na ay kasi I lost mine, ganon. Ba't kayo natatawa? May nasasagasaan, ganon. See, it always happens. Whatever the organization is, it happens. Okay? And then you have your event checklist, have a Gantt chart. Diba? Arrange the activities chronologically and then keep track of when you're supposed to do what. Okay? On the day schedule. Okay? For the event manager and members of the event team, already plan in advance. What will you do on the day of the event? Para hindi ka gala ng gala like a headless chicken. At, diba? At least, pag gumala ka, alam mo kung ano yung hinahanap mo. Diba? Okay? So, planuhin ano yung dapat suyurin mong ganyan. Okay? And, okay. Evaluation. Now, you do evaluation not only at the end of the event, but even while you plan. If while planning, you already see that your plan will cause a problem, therefore, change your plan or address the cause of the problem. Okay? So that's what you call feed forward. You are anticipating problems and correct this before you implement your plan. Okay? Then on the day of the event, your objective is to correct problems before correction becomes too costly. That's why you do a hazards check. Okay? Bago may matalisod dyan, gawa na ng paraan. Okay, and then at the end of the event, you do feedback control. You correct problems after they have occurred. Okay, so that in the future, you no longer encounter those problems. Okay, as we visualize the event, again, walk through your plan. Okay, Make adjustments. Is your plan still in sync with the purpose of your event? Will it please the audience? What about the day and the time? Bagay ba? Or should we adjust the day and time? May kasabay ba yan na Pacquiao fight na mas gusto nilang panoorin? Yung mga bagay na ganon. Okay, the type of venue, does it fit your plans? And then, match again. Check whether bagay yung objective and your event, the location and the kind of event that you have, etc., etc. Okay, then identify areas that could present potential problems. So you do your potential problem analysis. Address this in the planning stages. Consider all your options. Okay, especially those that have an impact on your budget. And then during the event, if you are the event manager, okay, free yourself so that you can directly supervise everything that is happening from front to back. Diba? Pag itinali mo yung sarili mo, na event manager ka, ikaw din ang head ng registration, hindi ka makaalis doon sa registration kasi ikaw lang ang may kilala sa mga darating. Diba? Dapat may iba kang ilagay doon so that you can check what's happening at the back. Okay? Yon. So you should always free yourself from being tied down. Okay? Use your checklists. Do troubleshooting. As you go through the event, you record results, expenses, and memories. Ang pinakamahirap minsan yung liquidation. Diba? Okay. What I usually do, I keep an envelope, no, na color-coded pa nga yun eh, depende ko ilang event nirarun ko, para lahat nung resibo dun lang. Para pag liquidation time, I just pull out that envelope, nandun lahat. Okay, para hindi sabog-sabog tayo. Okay, it's also nice for you to bring your own camera during the event so that you can take pictures of things that you'd like to remember. Halimbawa, yung flower arrangement. Ah, maganda tong ulitin. Kunan mo na ng picture. Okay, para meron ka ring file copy mo. Okay, and then record results as you go along. Like for example, attendance. Diba? Gawan mo na at the end of the registration form may number of attendees na doon. Para yun na yung titingnan mo, yun na yung magiging basis for your report. Okay? Ano pa ba? Yan, event manager must make himself available to do all this during the event. Okay? I usually congratulate myself if during an event I just sit at the technical booth and watch the world go by. Diba? I never like using a headset, nor am I used to using a radio. Usually, the people that I work with, yung mata lang, alam na. Alam na, pag tumayo ako sa technical booth, at nakaganyan na ako, alam nila something's wrong, at kikilos na sila. Well, because probably we've been working together for quite some time, and that's one thing that you build, diba? That's the kind of interaction that you build with your event team. Na hindi kailangang maingay na radyo, diba? Signals lang, alam mo na that something is wrong. And somebody will take responsibility for it. Okay. Yan. Then after the event, send your thank yous. Okay, if there are items that you have to reuse, recycle, and return, no? Yung mga props, pwedeng i-reuse yan. Okay, idol ko si May Perez sa bagay na yan, di ba? She has talagang, she takes care of her props very well. Okay, yan. If there are reports that you have to submit, submit it promptly. Okay, and one key there is if you have templates already, para i-shoot mo na lang yung information. Then the actual budget or financial statement, observations, conclusions, and recommendations. Okay, use simple English para hindi burdensome na gumawa ng evaluation. And then debrief the event team. If you have a chance, celebrate. Diba? Ako gustong-gusto ko nagse-celebrate immediately after the event. Diba? After nagkaligpitan na, o tara, kain tayo, tapos kwentuhan tayo. No? Sa akin, to me, that's the best time to celebrate. Okay, when you do your evaluation, go for quantitative and qualitative measures. Parang sa kanila, di ba, merong smiley chips. Okay, so go back on the purpose. Were you able to achieve the objectives? Who attended? What benefit did they get? What about the schedule? Did it help? The venue, how was it? Okay, elements and resources that were essential to the outcome. And then how much was spent? Okay? Be man enough, be brave enough to accept mistakes. Because those things happen, di ba? Wala namang perfect talaga. Okay? Just make sure that you do not do, your mistakes did not do much damage. Okay? Ayan. So, be brave enough to accept positive feedback as well as negative feedback. Okay? When there's negative feedback, hindi naman kailangan mag-point fingers on who is at fault. Wala lang, things happen that way. Umulan. Diba? So, isama lang natin doon sa report. So that, pag tinanong, ba't ang baba na attendance? Kasi naman bumabagyo nung panahon na yun. No? So, naka-record yun. Okay, and then the bottom line, you have to still fill up your reports. Variance analysis, did you exceed your budget or were you able to deliver something under budget? What contributed to that? Okay, so kanina, budget ang pinag-uusapan. This time, you do the actual event profit and loss statement. Okay, actual revenues earned, actual costs incurred. You report on that. Okay, so that's it about special events. Yeah. I do hope you learned something. Diba? Intentionally, I really placed in more time for planning kasi I do believe that you have to have a strong foundation for your plan. The rest would just fall into place. Okay, so thank you very much. It was a pleasure spending the day with you. Yes, the book is available there at the back. I'll assist you in a while.
Once again, thank you, Ms. Jem. And yes, we did request that she bring some copies of her book so that those of you, especially those of you in local centers who are interested in getting the book, can get it. It's been very useful for us. We used it in our recent conference last year. It's a template that Krish evidently uses to teach her event management program at the School of Campus Ministry. So please do get that. Once again, Ms. Jem, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thank you, Paul. All right. Thank you, guys. See you next week.